一章。
Today we will look into the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. 我们上次稍微谈到过以赛亚他的背景，他的蒙召。Last week we mentioned briefly the background of this book and how Isaiah was called.
在以赛亚书的第一章第一节提到他的出身以及他的侍奉。
In chapter 1, verse 1, we see how he came to serve and in what historical period.
第一章第一节这样说，当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
Verse 1 reads, the vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah son of Amos saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
这边提到他的侍奉的时候，上次我们说过大概有五六十年的时间。
Here we see the historical context of his service. We mentioned last week it spans about 50 to 60 years.
这段时间也是犹大国、以色列国在历史上最重要的一段时间。
And in the history of Judah, this was the most important time.
到西西家王的时候，
especially to the time of the king Hezekiah.
北国以色列国被亚述帝国灭亡了。
By that time, the northern kingdom, Israel, has been taken over by the Assyrians.
所有北国以色列国十个支派的人民不是被杀就是全部被俘虏。
The 10 tribes of Israel were exiled or killed.
连南国的犹大国只剩下一座城，就是耶路撒冷。
And the southern kingdom of Judah, they can only hold on to one city, the city of Jerusalem.
因为神的恩典和救赎。
But because of God's grace and salvation,
犹大国没有在那个时候灭亡。
The kingdom of Judah was not destroyed at that time.
但是国家是在一个非常危险的时候。
But it was in perilous times.
在这段时间当中，先知以赛亚在那里侍奉神。
During that time, the prophet Isaiah served God.
他的名字叫做以赛亚。
His name Isaiah, or in Hebrew, Isaiah.
这个字的意思就是耶和华的拯救。
The meaning of his name means the salvation of God or the salvation of Yahweh.
很多犹太的先知或者是人，他的名字最后常常有一个雅字。
In many Jewish names, or Hebrew names, you will notice they have the last sound is Yah.
那个雅的意思就是耶和华的意思。
And that actually points to God's name, Yahweh.
所以我们有先知以利亚，也是那个雅。
So the prophet Elijah.
所以以赛亚是耶和华的拯救的意思。
So Isaiah, his name means God's salvation.
是当他被差派成为先知的责任，也是在宣扬神的救恩。
And that is why he was called to be a prophet. He was to tell people of the salvation of God.
但是当他宣告救恩的时候，他同时宣告的是审判。
But at the same time, he also proclaimed judgment on his people.
事实上，他是先责备。然后才宣告救赎。
Actually, if you read his book, you will notice that he first proclaimed judgment and then he comforts.
他先有责备，然后才有安慰。
He first proclaims judgment and then there are words of comfort.
他一方面宣告神的审判，然后他也预言神将来的救赎。
He proclaimed the judgment of God and then he prophesied on the salvation of God.
我们所期望的救恩常常是只有片面的。
Sometimes the salvation that we look forward to is very superficial.
我们所期望听到的是赦免。
We want to just hear the words of forgiveness.
但是没有注意到神要求我们先要认罪。
We forget that we first need to repent of our sins.
所以我们人也常常是不愿意认罪，但要求对方赦免。
So we very often do not want to admit our guilt, and yet we long for others to forgive us.
相反的，神是先宣告责备，然后才宣告他的救赎。
But God first proclaimed his judgment before he gave his salvation.
以赛亚的预言，特别是论到犹大和耶路撒冷的。
The message of Isaiah refers to Judah and Jerusalem.
当然，耶路撒冷是犹大国的首都。
Of course, on the one hand, Jerusalem is the capital of Judah.
照说，犹大跟耶路撒冷有的时候是同义词。
So the word Jerusalem is often used interchangeably with the Jews.
但是很多时候它有这样一个区分。
But there are other places where it's clear there's a distinction.
犹大所指的是这些犹大的民族。
When we say Judah, we point to the people.
耶路撒冷所指的是什么呢？
So what does Jerusalem refer to?
不但是指的那座城，
Not only points to that city,
而是在那座城里面作王的大卫的子孙。
But it points to those who are in the position of leadership, those who are sons of David.
所以当犹大国灭亡的时候，
So when the kingdom of Judah was destroyed,
犹大的民族仍然存在，
The people still exists.
虽然这民族被分散了，
Even though they may be scattered throughout the world.
以赛亚的预言是说，将来我们这些民族的人，将来在神的救赎中有什么地位？
And the prophecy of Isaiah concerns the Jewish people.What place they have in God's kingdom in the future.
他也提到耶路撒冷。
He also refers to Jerusalem.
这个城后来被毁灭了。
This city later on was destroyed.
坐在宝座上大卫的子孙也不再做王。
The sons of David are no longer on the throne as kings.
但是他将来所遥遥的指向的是有一位大卫的子孙，那就是弥赛亚，那位基督。
But then his prophecy told us about this future son of David who's going to be our Messiah.
所以以赛亚的预言是指的当时那个时候的犹大国。
So the prophecy of Isaiah refers to the kingdom of Judah that existed then.
但是也遥指的将来整个犹太民族的历史。
But it also points to the future history of the entire Jewish race.
而且所指的也可能是包括今天所有的信徒。
And it also...includes us believers today.
所有在主里面接受主的基督徒，今天我们在属灵的意义上，我们是真的犹太人。
Because all of us who belong to Christ today, in a spiritual sense, we are the true Jews.
所以这些预言是论到我们的事情。
So these prophecies concern us as well.
这些责备和安慰也跟五邻国有关系的。
Therefore, these words of judgment and comfort also concerns us.
这些预言也提到耶路撒冷和在上面做王的。
And these words of prophecy concerns those who are in position of leadership.
那个就是真正要做王的耶稣基督。
And it refers to the true leader, the King Jesus.
在整个第一章里面，我们看到三件事情。
In the first chapter, we see three things.
第一个，他责备我们。
First, we hear words of rebuke.
然后我们听见他呼吁我们回转。
And then we hear a calling from God.
第三，我们听见他期望我们能够真正的归属于他。
And then we hear God's words of hope that we will turn towards him.
第二节到第九节所看见的是一个责备。
From verse 2 to 9, we hear words of rebuke.
第二节说，天哪要听，地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，如驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
It starts with, Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
这些话难道真的是对我们说的吗？
We puzzled, are these words for us?
我相信我们坐在这里每个礼拜天来崇拜的基督徒，我们会说这所说的是那些不认识神的人。
Perhaps for us who come to church every Sunday, we feel, oh, these words are for the non-believers.
可是以赛亚这样说的。
But look into the words of Isaiah.
他说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
He says, I reared children and brought them up, but they rebelled against me.
这是神的儿女。
These refer to the children of God.
这不是不认识神的人。
These words are not for those who do not know God.
是那些认识神的人。
Those who know God.
那些属于神的人。
Those who belong to God.
但正是这些人背逆神的。
But it was this group of people that rebelled against God.
以赛亚用这样一个比方这样说。
And Isaiah used this metaphor.
牛认识主人。
The ox knows his master.
驴呢，至少还知道喂他也饲料的那个槽。
And the donkey knows where to go for food.
你的家里的狗还知道那个狗盘子在哪里。
The dog in your home knows where the dog food is.
那他的意思就是说，这些信主的基督徒就不知道主在哪里。
And yet those who claim they know the Lord does not know where God is.
连牛连驴这些没有知识的人都认识，而他的百姓却不认识。
Even the ox and the donkey, those without knowledge, knew something, and yet the people of God did not know.
这些话是很重的。
These are heavy words.
如果用中国的话来说的话，
If you use Chinese to say,
这种人叫做禽兽不如的。
These people are not even better than animals.
难怪前几个月去德国的时候，
Several months ago, I was visiting Germany.
他们告诉我，
They told me,
德国的狗比德国的小孩还多。
There are more dogs in Germany than children.
因为那一些德国人，他宁愿养狗，不要养小孩。
Because the Germans rather have dogs than children.
当然好几个原因。
There are many reasons.
养小孩子要读大学，要付钱的。
First, to rear children takes more money.
养狗呢，到十几岁他就死掉了。
The dog doesn't live as old.
另外一个。
There are other reasons.
狗比人还忠心一点。
Because the dogs are more faithful.
你养一只狗十几年的话，它对你忠心耿耿的。
But after taking care of the dog for several years, it obeys you, very loyal and faithful to you.
你养个小孩子十几岁的话呢，他又反叛，又跟你要钱，又搞一大堆事情，多麻烦。
If you rear a child to his teenage years, he may be very rebellious and cause you much headache.
所以德国人宁可养狗，不要养小孩。
So in Germany, they rather have dogs than children.
满街看到的人都牵狗，从来没有牵小孩的。
Walk on the streets, all you see are people leading their dogs for walks. Rarely do you see people taking young children for a walk.
这是多么可悲的事情。
This is tragic.
如果养小孩养到这个地步的话，
If this is how we're going to rear up our children.
但是以赛亚就是用这样的比方提到神对于他的儿女的这种灰心，那种难过的情形。
But in some ways, this phenomena teaches us how God feels about rearing us.
但他一开头的那种表达方式也很有意思，他是天啊要听，地啊侧耳听，是呼天唤地的。
In the beginning, he actually asked the heavens and the earth to hear.
事实上，在整个旧约圣经，你常常看见先知们是用这样话来讲话的。
And in the Old Testament, you find the prophets very often start their message like this.
其实先知是等于邀请天地做见证。
Actually, the prophet is asking the heavens and the earth to bear witness.
请天地来评评理。
Let them be the jury.
天下有这种事情吗？
Can such thing happen in this world?
哪有这种人呢？
How can these people exist?
摩西曾经这样子的呼唤。
Moses proclaimed like this.
以赛亚这样的呼唤。
Isaiah proclaimed like this.
先知耶利米也用同样的口吻呼唤。
And the prophet Jeremiah also used similar words.
在第三节提到了好几次认识。
In verse 3, we see the word know appear several times.
牛认识主人。
The ox knows his master.
驴认识主人的草。
The donkey knows his owner's manger.
以色列人却不认识神。
But Israel does not know God.
认识神是整个以赛亚书的主题。
To know God is the main theme of Isaiah.
要完整的、全面的去认识这位神。
We need to know God in His fullness.
所以整个以赛亚书你会一再的看见我们需要认识神的各方面。
So in the whole book of Isaiah, we see many different aspects of God that we need to know.
这一章所提到的是神的公义。
This chapter is emphasized on the righteousness of justice of God.
以色列人是神的儿女，但他不认识神。
Israel or Judah is the children of God, and yet they do not know God.
第三节的最后这样说。
In verse 3, the end, it says,
他说以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
Israel does not know me, my people do not understand.
我们不认识神并不是我们不知道神的存在。
When we say we do not know God, it does not mean we do not know of His existence.
中国人大多数人都相信有神的存在。
Most Chinese believe in the existence of God.
只是很多时候我们知道有神的存在，却不留意。
But very often when we acknowledge the existence of God, we do not pay attention to it.
我们不在意。
We don't think it's important.
反正他管不了我。
Because the God will not control me.
我们中国人说天高皇帝远，就是好像连神都是远远的。
Because God and the King are so far away from me.
所以我们在台湾计程车司机去庙里面烧个香拜个佛，要保平安，挂在车子那个回视镜上后视镜上。
Very often when you go take a taxi in Taiwan, they have this strange contraption on the mirror of the car. It's after they went into the temple and burned incense to idols.
然后开车照样闯红灯的。
But yet, after putting that thing on the car, they still run the red lights.
他们希望闯红灯还是平安的。
Because they were hoping that even though when they run the red light, the idols will protect them.
如果闯了红灯还不出车祸，这个神明才叫有公理。
If the temple can really help me to run the red light and not have an accident, then this is a worthwhile idol.
这叫做不认识。
This means not knowing.
如果真的有神的话，
If there is really a God,
如果神真的是神的话，
If God is truly God,
挂那个惹人，闯红灯就要被撞死。
The person who hangs this on the mirror and yet runs a red light will crash.
这才叫公义啊
！Because that's true justice.
但是我们常常是片面的去看、去认识这位神。
So very often we only want to understand our God superficially.
我们不介意。
We do not understand or pay attention.
我们也不去遵循我们所已经知道的。
And we do not want to obey those rules that we already know.
这是我们的问题。
And this is the crux of the matter.
所以整个以赛亚书第一章后面所说的，其实浓缩起来就是第三节主要说的事情。
So you can say the whole first chapter can be condensed into verse 3.
我们认识神吗？
Do we know God?
如果我们认识神的话，我们会做我们现在所做的事情吗？
If we know God, would we do the things we do right now?
我们会说出那样的话来吗？
Will we dare to say the words that we say?
其实我想不是很多人喜欢中国人说的举头三尺有神明，就是神都跟着你。
Very often, perhaps we do not like the Chinese saying that God is only about 3 feet away from us.
如果神真的天天跟着你，
because it connotates that God is following you everywhere.
你会觉得很不舒服。
If that's true, then it should be very uncomfortable for us.
你会到某个地方的时候，你会跟神说：“哎 ，excuse me， 你最好现在我要做一件事情，你最好不要在。”
Perhaps you are at a certain location doing a certain thing that you feel saying to God, excuse me, can you move away further?
因为如果神天天在那里看着你盯着你的时候，你会很不舒服。
Because you would feel very uncomfortable if God is there all the time watching over you.
因为我们不愿意我们这个人完完全全在神的那种大光之下把我照得透亮。
We don't want to be under the floodlights of God shining on us.
但神是这样一位公义圣洁的神。
But then we learn that God is holy and God is just.
第四节到第九节提到，特别是当时的犹大国的人，他们是怎么样离弃神，怎么样犯罪的。
Verse 4 to 9 describes how the Jews of that day, the people of Judah, how they rebelled against God.
第四节要用很重的话来说，他说呀，你们这一些犯罪的国民，担着罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，与他生疏，往后退步。
Verse 4 uses very heavy words. Our sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord, they have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him.
这是很重的话。
These are very heavy words.
尤其是对神的儿女说这样的话。
Especially to the children of God.
他们做了什么事情呢？
What have they done?
第一个，他们离弃了耶和华神。
First, they have forsaken the Lord.
第二个，他们藐视以色列的圣者。
Second, they spurned the Holy One of Israel.
第三个，他与他生疏，而且退后，就是说他们背向神。
And they turned their backs on him.
这个就是今天基督徒我们需要来反省思想的。
And we as Christians today need to meditate on this.
我们是否曾经在街市上做过同样的事情？
Have we done similar things?
我们是否曾经离弃了耶和华神？
Have we forsaken God?
我们是否藐视神的圣者？
Do we spurn the Holy One of Israel?
我们是否面向神，或者我们是背向神？
Are we facing towards God, or do we turn our backs on Him?
很多时候，基督徒会好像很习惯性的说感谢主。
It almost becomes a habit for Christians to say praise the Lord.
可是他们说感谢主的时候，
But even when they are saying those words,
我们是真正 从心里发出感谢吗？
Does it really reflect a true heart of thanksgiving from us?
很多年前我在芝加哥的时候，
Many years ago when I was in Chicago,
有一次我要去帮助一个姊妹。
I was trying to give help to a sister.
她的姐姐其实是我们在大学的时候认识的很好的朋友，是一个基督徒。
We were good friends with her older sister who was a Christian when we were all in college.
她这位妹妹也是一位基督徒。
This younger sister also was a Christian.
我知道她，只是她年纪比我小很多，所以在台湾的时候我并没有真正跟她有任何的交往。
I have heard about her, but then because she was so many years my junior, I did not know her when we were all in Taiwan.
偶然间在芝加哥碰到她。
But then we met in Chicago.
然后他有一些事情需要帮忙，我们去帮忙他。
She has some needs, and we try to help her.
然后在这过程中，我比较多知道这些年来还在美国的情形。
And then during this time, we learn more about what she has done while she was in the States.
如果要形容他这几年他在美国的生活的话，只能这样形容：一塌糊涂。
If you have to use some words to describe her life in the United States, it's very hard, but perhaps you can say it's a mess.
一事无成。
She did not achieve anything.
可她每次讲话的时候，哦，感谢主。
And yet every time she would start the sentence and say, praise the Lord.
她是真正感谢吗？
And it puzzled me. Is she really praising the Lord?
有一次我去帮她处理她的问题。
And then I tried to take care of some of her problems.
她跟她住的房东吵架。
She got into a heated argument with her landlord.
吵架完就打架。
And even had a fight.
女孩子跟房东打架是很少的，不过她真的打了。
It's rare, but she actually got into a physical fight with her landlord.
那房东就叫警察来。
Landlord called the police.
那他警察就要把她赶走。
And the police was preparing to evict her.
所以我们去帮她把她东西搬走。
So we have to go help her to move her things.
到她房间的时候，我从来没有看过一个女孩子房间，像男孩子房间那样子的。
When we arrive at her room, I find it hard to believe it's a room of a girl. It looks more like the room of a messy boy.
那当然，我们尽快把事情先弄一弄。
So we try to take care of the problem quickly.
她还在开口闭口的感谢主，感谢主。
And yet she still opens and closes her every sentence with praise the Lord, thank the Lord.
我很少发脾气的。
I rarely lose my temper.
那天我也没有发脾气。
I did not lose my temper on that day.
只是我那天瞪着她，我就这样说一句话。
But I stared at her and I said,
我说姊妹啊，你来了美国八年了。
I said, sister, you've come to the States for 8 years.
难道你从来没有回头看过你八年的日子是怎么过的吗？
Have you never looked back on how you spent those 8 years?
你现在是走在神的路上还是走在什么路上，你知道吗？
What way are you walking on? Are you walking truly on the way of God?
你还在说感谢主？
Can you really say praise the Lord?
我们应该感谢主。
Yes, we have to thank the Lord.
他还给你机会。
That he would still give you another opportunity.
可是八年来你做的事情几乎没有做对过什么事情。
But in the past 8 years, you haven't done anything right.
你根本不应该来美国的。
You shouldn't have come.
你来了美国，你也不应该做这个，不应该做那个的。
And you shouldn't have done all these things after you've come.
你确定你是在做神要你做的事情吗？
Are you sure you're doing the things that God wants you to do?
还是你在偏行己路呢？
Or are you just going your own way?
你在偏行己路，你还说你感谢主吗？
And yet, when you're going on your own way, how can you keep on thanking the Lord?
你认为神是那样的宽宏大量，以至于你做任何的错，他都不会责备你吗？
You feel that God has such a big heart that He will not mind on what you do at all?
你现在所碰到的事情，你难道不知道是神的管教吗？
Do you not know these things are the discipline of God?
当神管教你的时候，然后你还不回头吗？
When God is disciplining you, how come you are not turning?
现在不是你说感谢主的时候。
Right now is not the time for you to say thank the Lord.
而是你要对神说，神啊，求你赦免我。
But rather is the time for you to say, God, forgive me.
我说这一段短短的时间，我跟你认识的时候
，I've only known you for this short period of time.
我从来没有听说过说，我做错了。
I have never heard you say I've done wrong.
我从来没有听你说过说我得罪神了。
I've never heard you say I've transgressed against God.
你只是用。感谢主 来遮盖你的错误。
But you're using the phrase thank and praise the Lord to cover over your sins.
我很少讲话这么重。
Very rarely do I utter such heavy words.
当然我想我年纪也稍微比她大很多。
Of course, I'm much older than her.
她姐姐也不在。
And her older sister wasn't around.
我说因为我是你姐姐的朋友，所以我是用哥哥的身份我告诉你。
Because I knew your older sister, I'm telling you this as an older brother.
先知以赛亚在这边所说的话有点类似这样的口吻。
And I feel that the words of Isaiah have similar overtones here.
第五节他说，你们为什么屡次悖逆，还要受责打吗？
So why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist?
你已经全部都是伤口了。
Your whole body is filled with wounds and sores.
你看看你生活上所有一大堆的乱七八糟的事情。
Look at the mess your life is in.
为什么还不回头呢？
Why do you not turn to God?
但多么可惜的是，有的时候我们这些基督徒，我们在做的事情跟神违背的时候，我们就是这样的情形。
But tragically, when we rebel against God, we are exactly like this picture.
那天我跟他讲完这句话以后，有好长一段时间，只有好几年的时间，我都不知道他到哪里去了。
After saying those heavy words to her, we parted company, and for several years, I do not know what happened to her.
也许她不敢见我，也许她不喜欢见我。
Perhaps she didn't want to see me. Perhaps she was afraid to see me.
不过好多年以后
，But many years later,
有一次我见到她姐姐。
One time I met her older sister.
我想，也许她有跟她姐姐说，我跟她说了什么。
I thought maybe she would have told her older sister the words that I've said to her.
因为她姐姐跟我讲的第一句话是说，哦，我妹妹现在悔改了。
Because the very first words that the older sister said to me when she saw me was, oh, my younger sister, she has repented.
我相信可能神在她身上做了一些工作。
And I truly believe perhaps God has worked in her life.
我也为她感谢。
And I praise him for that.
我盼望我们当中没有人是这样的人。
I fervently hope that there's none among us who's going to be like that.
是神要问我们，我们是不是转后、退后，而且背向神的。
That we would turn our backs on God.
但是在这个责备当中，常常带着一点点的安慰的信息。
But even in these heavy words of rebuke, you see sprinkled throughout words of comfort.
在这整个的责备里面，第九节。留下一点点曙光，他说，若不是万军的耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子。
For example, in verse 9, unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛、俄摩拉是亚伯拉罕时代的两座城。
Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities that existed in the time of Abraham.
因为罪恶的缘故。
Because of their sins,
全部毁灭了。
They were utterly destroyed.
没有任何一点点留下来的。
There were not even a small ruin that existed.
但这边说，是因为神的恩典，他给我们稍留余种。
But here we see the grace of the Lord Almighty. He had left us some survivors.
神常常在责备之余，给我们一点点机会。
Even when he is rebuking us, he gives us another chance.
神常常在管教的时候，还给我们留下一个回头的机会。
When there is discipline, there is an opportunity to turn back.
第十节开始，他进一步的详细的叙述，这些犹太人是怎么样背向神的。
And then from verse 10 on, we see more clearly the description on how these people turn away from God.
其实这些犹太人从某个角度来讲，实在是非常不错的。
On the one hand, when you look at these people, you have to admit that they are actually very good in some respects.
因为从十一节你看到这些犹太人，他们是经常献祭的。
Because from verse 11 on, you will realize that they very often sacrifice to God.
他们献各样的祭物，献各样的动物。
They offer up all kinds of burnt offerings, of rams and all kinds of animals.
但十一节耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的番祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了，公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血我都不喜悦。
In verse 11 God says, the multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me? I have more than enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats.
你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些使你们践踏我的愿意呢？
When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts?
你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的。月朔和安息日，并宣召的大会，也是我所憎恶的。做罪孽，又守筵宿会，我也不能容忍。
Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies.
你们的月朔和节期，我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。
Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them.
你们举手祷告，我必遮眼不看；就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血。
When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood.
这边所说的是什么呢？
What are these words telling us?
从表面上来看，这些犹太人实在是敬虔的人。
Outwardly, these Jews are very righteous.
他们宗教上的责任没有一点点放弃的。
They have fulfilled their religious obligations.
他们甚至可能好像比别人做的还要超过一点。
In fact, they might have done more than what was asked of them.
各样的祭物他们都献了。
They have offered up all kinds of sacrifices.
而且还常常开培灵大会呢。
They often have revival meetings.
但是神怎么说？
But what did God say?
他说我厌弃，我麻烦。
He said, I detest these things. I'm weary of them.
难道神不要这些吗？
Is God telling us he does not want these things?
神不要这些吗？
Is God telling us he does not want these things?
是不是我们教会从此以后把礼拜天崇拜取消了？
Perhaps we should cancel Sunday worship time.
神会不会对我们说，连礼拜天做礼拜我都嫌麻烦了？
Perhaps God is saying, when you come here on Sundays, I'm getting weary of it.
我知道很多基督徒觉得每礼拜天做礼拜真的是很麻烦。
And perhaps some Christians feel that way, that you're weary of Sunday worship.
神好像跟你有同样的意见啊。
God feels the same way as you do.
神难道他不要这些祭物吗？
Is it true that God doesn't want these sacrifices?
那为什么神又吩咐我们这么多祭物呢？
Then why did he ask us to bring these sacrifices?
关键的问题在这里。
The important thing is here.
第十三节说，你们不要再献虚浮的供物。
In verse 13 starts saying, stop bringing meaningless offerings.
一个祭物或者一个聚会，它是一个外形。
When you bring an offering or when you come to a meeting, that's just an outward activity.
重要的是它里面必须附带着一个实质的意义。
The more important thing is what's inside.
很多时候，我们基督徒跟那些以色列人一样。
Very often, we Christians are the same as the Jews then.
正如新约提摩太后书第三章十五节有这样一句话。
It's just like in the New Testament time, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says,
他说我们常常是有敬虔的外貌，但是却没有敬虔的实意。
We only have an outward appearance of religious activity, but we lack the essence.
神不是要废除这些形式的东西。
It's not God's will to abolish all these things.
但他指出，如果只有外形的东西，没有内在的实质的含义，外在的形式没有意义。
He is pointing out that if we only have an outward appearance,and not the essence, then the outward appearance is meaningless.
如果内在的含义存在的话，
but if the inward essence is there,
所有的形式就有意义了，
then the rituals have meaning.
这些形式就有价值了，
and they have value.
这些外形的东西也带来一些东西，
and these outward rituals will bring back something.
我们不可能没有外在的任何一种形式的。
It's impossible for us to be without external appearance.
但是我们必须深切地记得，内在实质的含义是指的形式带有意义的最重要的东西。
But we have to understand it's the inward essence that brings meaning to the outward rituals.
如果我们的内在的心，内在里面的那种敬虔不能够真正存在的话，
If we do not have an inner fear of God,
我们所有外在的形式都成为虚晃。
Then all these outward rituals become meaningless to him.
都会成为令人厌恶的东西。
Become things that is detestable.
我们太容易常常把形式跟内容分开的。
Very often it's too easy for us to separate the two.
我记得在有一个场合
I remember there was one event.
在个查经班里面
It was in a Bible study.
那天正好我们要谈到一个爱的问题
We were discussing the topic of love.
然后谈到要爱仇敌
We were talking about how we need to love our enemies.
那你知道查经班里面的人各式各样的人都有
There are all types of people in this Bible study from various backgrounds.
有些人是要他讲都不讲话的人。
There are some who will never say anything.
但有些人是你不要叫他讲话，他拼命爱讲话的人。
And there are some who you wish they would shut up, but they would just continue talking.
而且很多爱讲话的人又常常不知道讲什么东西。
And those who love to talk very often say meaningless things.
所以那天查经的时候。
So during that Bible study,
那个里面就有一个弟兄就在讲起一些别的事情来。
There was this one brother who started talking about all kinds of things.
不但是离题
It was away from the subject.
而且是离谱啊
In fact, it was ridiculous.
他讲的根本就不是爱，根本是完全相反的东西。
He wasn't really talking about love at all.
那个带查经的弟兄就发脾气了。
And the person leading the Bible study got angry.
不要讲了。
And said, shut up.
现在讲，怎么爱仇敌？
Now you have to talk about how to love your enemy.
讲这个就好，不要讲别了。
Don't talk about anything else.
讲怎么样爱仇敌。
Talk. Say how do you love your enemy?
那我们整群人就在那里啊、哦，我们要怎么讲爱仇敌
？The rest of us just sat there and want to see what's going to happen.
所以你会发现这种矛盾在这个地方。
So you see the irony here.
我们查经，查经是好事情。
We're studying the Bible. That's a good thing.
这个形式这个方式都是很好的
This outward appearance The methodology The discussion is very good
但我们很容易变成来查经查一个东西但是我在表达那个态度刚好跟我实在讨论的东西相反
But so often when we're studying the Bible The way we express our feelings Is contrary to what's being taught in the Bible
我们可以参加一个聚会来敬拜主
We can come to a meeting whose essence is to worship God.
但事实上，就在那个刹那，我们心里面可能对人、对神都还有一些恶毒的意念。
But even during that time, within our hearts, we may still have evil thoughts towards God and our fellow man.
因为神是神
Because God is God.
他知道你心里所存的是什么。
He knows what's in our hearts.
就他会说，像这样形式上的聚会，我厌弃。
Then he would say, these kind of meetings are a burden to me.
他要什么呢
？So what does God want?
十六节他说，你们要洗涤，要自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行。
So wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight and stop doing wrong.
十七节说要学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow.
从我们里面开始
，start from our inner being.
使我们里面洁净
，so that we can be clean inside.
当我里面洁净的时候
，when we are clean inside,
我带到神面前来了，任何东西都会被悦纳。
Then whatever we bring to God will be acknowledged and received by God.
也许我没有办法付得起那个钱去送一条公牛给神。
Perhaps I do not have enough money to bring a bull to God.
无论我带给神什么，神都悦纳。
But whatever I can bring to God, He will receive.
如果我里面不是的话，我带再多的东西给神，神也不在乎，神也轻看我。
If my inner being is not right, no matter what I bring to God, He will not receive.
所以正如先知撒母耳曾经这样说过同样的话
Didn't the prophet Samuel He also say similar words
听命胜于献祭
It's better to obey God Than to bring sacrifices
所有的形式都不如那个实质的内容来更重要
The outward ritualistic appearance Is not as important as the inner essence
十八节开始神对我们发出挑战
And then verse 18, we hear the challenge from God.
耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论。
Come, let us reason, let us debate together.
我们很难相信说神会邀请我们跟他辩论的。
It's hard for us to imagine that God is inviting us to a debate.
我们总是想，神那么大，在他面前， 什么话都没有了。
God is so big, if we stand before him, we would be at a loss for words.
很难想象说神说来啊，我们来辩论呢。
And yet God says, come, let us reason together.
他要辩什么呢？
What are we going to discuss?
他说：“你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。”
God says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like white wool."
他的意思是说，虽然我们的罪多到那样的地步
，The meaning is even though our sins may be multitude,
但是他有能力能够赦免，而且能够将我们完全转回。
Yet he can forgive and he can turn us completely around.
我们可以被神转回。
We can be turned by God.
所以十九节说，你们若甘心听从。
And verse 19 says, if you are willing and obey,
我们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物。
You will eat the best from the land.
二十节说，若不听从，反倒悖逆。
But if you resist and rebel,
我们就必刀剑被刀剑所吞灭。
You'll be devoured by the sword.
神要的是赦免。
God wants to forgive us.
神不是要来定罪我们。
He doesn't want to condemn us.
神不是要来毁灭我们。
He doesn't want to destroy us.
他要救赎我们。
He wants to save us.
但是关键在我们这里。
But the problem is with us.
我们是否甘心愿意听从？
Are we willing and obedient?
如果我决心要转背向神的话，离开神的话。
But if you have made up your mind to turn away from God,
那我们真的是自作孽不可活，我们自己使我们陷入一个无法回转的境地。
Then it is our own undoing of ourselves.
所以这是神对我们的一个呼吁。
So this is a cry from God.
二十一节到三十一节是神对我们的一个期望。
And then from verse 21 to 31, we see a hope of God for us.
神有一个感叹。
God has this sigh in him.
二十一节说，可叹忠信的城变为妓女，从前充满了公平，公义居在其中，现今却有凶手居住。
See how the faithful city has now become a harlot. She once was full of justice, righteousness used to dwell in her, and yet now only murderers.
这边所说的是耶路撒冷这座城。
Here it refers to the city of Jerusalem.
这是被称为圣城的地方。
The city that is known as the holy city.
现在变为妓女。
It's now become a prostitute.
这个意思是说，这个城拜很多的偶像。
Which means the city now worships many idols.
好像一个女人对她的丈夫不忠心一样。
It's like a wife not being faithful to her husband.
这个城本来是公义公平的城。
Used to be a city of justice.
现在却有各样的凶手，各样的盗贼在那边居住。
And yet now only murderers and robbers live in it.
所以二三节说，你的官长居心悖逆，与盗贼作伴，各都喜爱贿赂，追求赃私。
That's why verse 23 says, your rulers are rebels, companions of thieves. They love bribes and chase after gifts.
我们当中很多人从台湾从中国大陆来。
Many of us come from Taiwan or China.
我想在经济方面来讲，政治方面来讲的话，不错，有一些进步。
Economically, politically, perhaps we can say there are some improvements.
但是我们也都深深地感觉到，在公义这方面来讲，整个社会是在堕落的。
But yet, when we think about the issue of justice, we have to admit it has actually gone downhill.
台湾现在在扫黑。
Taiwan is now trying to
drive away the
black. trying to drive away the black.
就是黑。就是所谓黑社会的这些gang 这帮派的人
or what we say the underground
因为其实现在很多的黑社会的人现在是在政府里面当官的当民意代表
because many of these gangsters they are actually political leaders now
所以他们说扫黑也要扫白就是有一些黑的但现在变成漂白的但还是黑的心是黑外面是白的
so they do not like the black or the white
整个的社会常常有这样一个趋势
The whole society have this tendency
执政掌权的人他们是在追求个人的利益
Those in position of leadership are only seeking their own gain
这个是神所愤怒的
This causes the anger of God
神是公义的神
Because God is just
所以神要做什么呢
So what is God going to do?
25节说，我必反手加在你的身上，炼尽你的渣滓，然后除尽你的渣滓。
I will turn my hand against you, and I will thoroughly purge away your dross, and remove all your impurities.
整个社会来讲，神要做的事情很可能就是，有的时候神容许一些灾难临到。
Perhaps in some way God will allow certain physical calamities to come upon the society.
当神炼净的时候，往往能够带来一个新的复兴。
And when God does the work of refining, sometimes He brings forth a revival.
教会的历史是一而再、再而三的重演这样的事实。
And we see the history of the church doing exactly the same thing.
中国教会这些年有一些复兴。
We see a certain revival in the church in China.
但是中国教会也曾经经过很大的苦难。
But the Chinese church has gone through tremendous suffering.
经过许多政治的斗争
，much political persecution，
很多教会的领袖被抓、被关、被杀
；many church leaders were imprisoned or killed，
很多的信徒逃走了
；many believers God allows suffering，
但要除去杂质
，as a work of refining。
当逼迫患难来临的时候
，when trials and tribulation come，
那些假信徒就离开了
；the false believers will leave，
教会被洁净。
And so the church will be purified.
但教会被洁净的时候
But when the church is being purified,
看起来它的数量是减少了
looks like outwardly the numbers are decreasing.
但是品质却纯净了
But now the quality is purified.
从这个纯净的教会，然后才真正带来复兴的
And from this pure church will come forth revival.
所以神有的时候做一些事情是超乎我们的了解
Indeed, sometimes the actions of God surpasses our understanding.
当他做了这个除净的工作以后
When he did this work of refining
26节说我必复还你的审判官像起初一样复还你的谋士像起先一样然后你必称为公义之城忠义之义
Then God said I will restore your judges as in days of old your counselors as at the beginning afterward you will be called again the city of righteousness the faithful city
神要让这些东西回复原状
God wants to restore them to its original position.
神要让教会恢复原来圣洁的模样。
God wants the church to be restored to its original holy place.
神要我们这个人的生命能够恢复像原先一样的圣洁。
God wants our lives to be restored to its original purpose of holiness.
所以神要炼净我们。
So God will purify us.
在这个过程中，往往是不好受的。
But the process may be painful.
但是若是我们愿意向神回转
But if we are willing to turn to God
神就能够洁净我们
He can purify us
而且能够真正带来复兴
And then true revival will come.
所以27节说锡安必因公平得蒙救赎其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎
So in verse 27 we were told that Zion will be redeemed with justice and her pertinent ones with righteousness.
当我们回转的时候我们就能够在神的面前跟神的关系恢复
When we turn back towards God we can restore our relation with him
但28节警告我们
But verse 28 is also a warning
但悖逆的和犯罪的必一同灭亡
Those who rebel and sin will be broken
离弃耶和华的必至消灭
Those who forsake the Lord will perish
31节提到说那些有权势的譬如麻瓜还是麻粮他的工作好像火星都要一同焚毁无人扑灭
And in verse 31 we were told the mighty will become tinder and his work a spark they will burn together
我们这个人将来要在神的面前审判台前面对神
Each one of us will stand before the judgment seat of God to receive judgment
我们所做的将要经过火的试验
What we have done will be passed through fire
很多弟兄姊妹在教会都有参与侍奉
Many of us serve in the church in one capacity or another
但神知道我们的动机我们的内心
But God knows our motives and our inner hearts
盼望我们的工作我们的侍奉在神的面前是存留得住的
How we hope that what we do for God will indeed stand this purifying fire
关键在于我们是为神而做还是为人而做
Are we doing these things for GodOr for man.
我们是要讨人的喜悦，或是讨神的喜悦。
Are we trying to cure the favor of man or the favor of God?
如果我们是为神而做的，这些都将可以存留。
If we do these for God, they will last forever.
如果只是做在表面的话呢，终必被焚毁。
If we just doing this outwardly, they will be burned away.
所以先知的话语是沉重的。
So the words of the prophet are heavy.
也是不容易听得下去的。
It's difficult to receive and digest.
但这是关于生与死的问题，是关于得救与定罪的问题。
But this is between life and death, salvation or condemnation.
所以耶稣一再提醒我们说，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
So our Lord Jesus himself reminds us, those who have ears, listen.
我们有耳可听吗？
Do we have a listening ear?
一个愿意听神的话，而且顺服神的人。
A person who truly hears the word of God and willing to obey.
神就赐给我们悟性，明白。
God will give us a heart of understanding.
不单是明白表面的意义。
Not only understand just the superficial meaning.
而且是真正了解其中的含义。
But to truly enter into the fullness of what it means.
问题不在于你知道多少圣经的知识。
The question is not how much biblical knowledge you possess.
不在乎你背多少的经节。
Does not matter how many verses you can recite.
不在乎你拥有的是什么样圣经的一个知识。
Doesn't matter what kind of knowledge you possess.
而是这些知识是不是影响你。
But whether these knowledge have had an impact on your life.
这些知识、这些了解、这些认识是不是改变你整个的生活？
Did this knowledge turn into understanding? Did they turn your life around?
这是我们要问我们自己的问题。
And those are questions we need to pose to ourselves.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你，在这个时刻，你的话语再一次提醒我们，也再一次震撼我们的心。主，我们是不是一个虚假的人？是不是一个假冒为善的人？主，我们恳求你自己再一次借着你的话语光照我们，让我们愿意回转。你应许我们说，我们的罪虽好像朱红，好像丹颜，但是我们可以被洁净，白如羊毛一样，如白雪一般的洁净。主，我们恳求你自己亲自帮助我们，让我们都愿意来到你的面前，恳求你的赦免，求你自己引导带领我们，好让我们能够在你的面前再一次成为合你心意、讨你喜悦的儿女。谢谢你，借着你的话语与我们同在，提醒我们，激励我们，也改变我们。垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen。